patience. It's a virtue. The Cambridge English Dictionary defines patience this way: the ability to wait or continue doing something despite difficulties, or to suffer without complaining and becoming annoyed. How do we get an attitude like that? So always be calm and never allow anything to upset you is to have the patience of a saint. Any saints here this morning? How many here enjoy waiting? Man, I'll tell you what, those traffic lights, that's the highlight of my drive. Has anybody mastered the art of waiting? Really? Thank you, Ruth. That's awesome. But the command to wait on the Lord is found big time all throughout the Bible. In the Old Testament, it's more seen as waiting for God's provision. And in the New Testament, we find all kinds of references that relate to Christ's second coming. Yes?
Yes.
Being able to wait patiently comes about when we learn how to put our trust in God's faithfulness. How are we doing with that?
Good.
That's a healthy church. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time that we're going to focus on your word, and that we are trying to be the people you created us to be. God, I pray that your spirit would minister to our spirits, that we would walk in your presence and know that you are there, that you're going before us, that you're carrying us, that you know all things. God, I pray that you would help us to wait patiently with expectancy on you. Use this time effectively for molding and shaping and creating and recreating us into the people you would have us be. For that, I give you the praise in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You need to know this. Waiting on the Lord is what the godly do. Because people that choose to refuse there is a God will not wait on him. It's about holding on tightly to the hope that we possess with expectation and with trust, knowing that the God we know and the Lord we serve is not making us wait just to see how long we can take the heat. Though there are times when God sees fit to delay his answer. True?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes? Thank you for being here. And at times we may wonder, why is he taking so long to help me in my time of need? Have you ever been there? Where are you, God? Aren't you glad you have this handbook? This one right here. Because the psalmist must have experienced the same thing when he wrote Psalm 69, verse 3. This is what he says. I'm worn out, calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail, looking for my God. Clearly, this man is searching and seeking the Lord with all of his heart. And we're to be doing the same thing, knowing that the Lord we trust will come at the perfect time, not a second too soon or a moment too late. His ways are perfect. We need to learn to trust him in all things. Waiting on the Lord is living out our lives in complete dependence on him, knowing that his plan is best, trusting God's timing for the outcome of the events that we're going to experience is the hardest thing we ever do. And we live in a fast-paced world. Fast cars, fast food, high-speed internet. Having to wait for any one of these things tests our patience. waiting 3 minutes for a Happy Meal. Really? It's my lunch, and I want it now. But we don't know if being delayed 3 minutes is part of God's plan in keeping us from harm's way. Scholars tell us that the word wait in the Bible carries the idea of confident expectation and hope. And then lead us to Psalm 62. Listen to the first 8 verses of this psalm, but read Psalm 62 at your leisure. I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. So many enemies against one man, all of them trying to kill me. To them I am just a broken down wall or a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They praise me to my face, but curse me in their hearts. Let all that I am wait quietly before God. For my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory, my honor come from God alone. He's my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. Is your God your refuge? Is He your go-to guy? Is He your first call or your last response? Like when everything falls apart, then I take a knee. That's how I work. I have confessed before. I always say, yep, God, I'll get with you as soon as I handle it down here. Upside down and backwards world, that's where we live. To wait upon the Lord is to expect something from Him. We place our hope and our trust in Him. Romans 5, 1 through 5 tells us we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we rejoice in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope doesn't disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom He has given to us. When do we get the Holy Spirit? Man, what do I have to do to get the Holy Spirit? Acknowledge Jesus as Savior and Lord. In that moment, the Spirit takes up residence in you. If you're trying to make it through this life in your own strength, I promise, you will have a hard time. Because God's Word says we're going to have a hard time. But it also says that we don't have to go it alone. He is with us. He is for us. With Christ for us, who can be against us? It sounds so familiar about Romans 8. We can't be separated from His love. The word perseverance here mentioned is patience. We're to wait on the Lord. Similar to the way we wait on a loved one coming home from away. I remember when my sister went to Florida Bible College. But when she came home for a visit, man, I was excited and anticipating to be reunited with her. The Bible tells us in Romans 8, verses 18 and following, of how all creation eagerly waits, listen, God's restoration. Listen to these words. I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into freedom and glory to the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who are the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope, we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Those who wait for God to keep his promises will not be disappointed. For one thing, they get rest. Have you found the rest of staying close to Jesus? I'm sorry. It's there for you. There's a lesson to be learned and put into practice found in the 23rd Psalm. You have to understand that sheep will not be at peace near rushing water, but they will settle down contently by still water. And this is where God is in the habit of leading his sheep. That's you and me. But we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life. And God's word says, be still. Rest in me. We read in verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. The words, he makes me lie down, can be translated, he causes me to rest. Why? Because I've given up my thoughts and my pattern of doing. I choose to pray to him first instead of, God, when I get it settled down here, I'll be with you. Turn your life upside down, and your life will get better. When we, like sheep, are still, we're resting in the Lord and trusting him for the outcome of whatever we're going through. Understand this, being still means we've stopped trying to make it through this life in our own strength. That is, trusting our own abilities or our own thinking to make it to the other side. As we wait on the Lord, we allow him to listen, transfer our weakness for his strength. God, I can't get through this day, and I can't. This day right now is the hardest time for me, but with his strength, I will make it. To wait on the Lord is to confidently rest in the assurance that whatever the difficulties that we face in this life, God never leaves us without a sure line of defense. We saw that last week with David and the little guy, David and Goliath. Think of Moses. I mean, early on, as he was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, had to wait on the Lord. In Exodus 14:14, we read what he told the people when they were caught between a rock and a hard place. You're familiar with the story of the Red Sea before him? Pharaoh's army closing in behind him? What does Moses say? Verse 14. The Lord will fight for you. Listen. The Lord will fight for you. And then he continues. You need only to be still. No! Did you see the army? Do you see the sea?
My head's small.
And he gave us a way out. Do you believe that he parted the Red Sea? Do you believe there was walls of water with a fish swimming up looking at the stupid people walking on dry ground? These are true accounts that actually took place. What would happen if we would follow God's instructions? Or better, follow his command. Be still. Wait on the Lord. Not a suggestion. A command. That was for then. God isn't really real now. I'm sorry. I'm not going to try and make it in my own strength. I'm going to trust Him, and I'm going to rely on Him with confident expectation. This will only happen when we learn not to focus on the trouble, but on His strength, His Word, the Handbook to Life, His will. He has the plan and His way out. What are you focusing on? The trouble. There's an army behind us. We're dead. There's a sea in front of us. I'm dead. My God's bigger than that. Be still. When it seems as though we've been backed into a corner, we have an opportunity to set our human perspective down and let the Lord show His purpose, His power, and His way out. His plan is best. When we choose not to wait on the Lord, we open the door to trouble for ourselves. Genesis chapter 16 through 18 tell of how Abraham and Sarah didn't wait for that promised child. In her own idea, Sarah says, wait, let's take Hagar. You be with Abraham and bring us a child. You know, when we neglect to wait on the Lord, take matters into our own hands, even if we're trying to bring out or bring about something God wants, it leads to problems. When we choose to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, we're allowing God to work out the rest of the details. It's not my problem anymore. He's got the plan, and it will be successful. Have you experienced that? I'm sorry. Keep it a go. Lord, what would you have me do today? It's a great way to start your day. I'll close these words with these words from David from Psalm 37. I'm just going to read the first 9 verses. Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong, for like grass, they will soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you'll live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desire. Commit everything you do to the Lord. I'll say that one again. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. He will make your innocence radiant like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still. I'll say that again. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Then he goes on to say, don't worry about the evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm, for the wicked will be destroyed. But those who trust in the Lord will prosper in the land. That's where I want to be. I want to be right in the hand, the palm of my God, my Savior, my Lord, walking through this life in His strength. It's free to you and me. All you have to do is pick it up. When we take time to be still, wait on the Lord, trust His faithfulness, and seek Him with all of our heart, we will have better days ahead, knowing that His plan for us is best. It was up to you and me to take the first step.